hear ye! Now on this February 2nd, Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of all prognosticators, was awakened from his wintry nap at dawn on Gobbler's Knob. Phil looked to the skies and then, speaking in groundhog ease, directed the president to the proper scroll, which reads, "Another winter's slumbered pause so I could meet the crowd. Hard to sleep anyway when the party's this loud. I envy your energy. I envy the fun. I envy all of you and your opposable thumbs. But it's not what I feel, it's what I see and what you hear, so gather round and let me be clear. Atmosphere is a wonderful thing, and we can create our own and the weather it brings. It brings hope for the future and so much more. Maybe some Punxsutawney Phil write-in votes in 2024. But what this weather did not provide is a shadow or reason to hide. Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day. An early spring is on the way."
As you just heard moments ago, with Punxsutawney Phil down there in Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania, it looks like we are going to have an early spring because Phil did not see his shadow. Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, not Phil, but Peter Drummy from the Massachusetts Historical Society to give us a little bit of background about this. Good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. And this is a great, it's an American story. It's German immigrants coming to Pennsylvania and other states, then colonies, in the 17th, in the 18th century, before the Revolution, and bringing with them traditions from the area in Germany where they had lived. And one of them was Badger Day, Dachstag. That's where we think of dachshunds, the term for dogs hunting badgers. But they had a tradition on Candlemas, a religious holiday, of looking for badgers performing essentially what now we have here in New England, woodchucks, but groundhogs doing in western Pennsylvania. So this is a wonderful example of you come to a new country, you bring with it your traditions, but you have to adapt to local circumstance. So the badger in Germany becomes the groundhog, though, in Pennsylvania. And then this takes on a life. It's sort of commented on in the 19th century for the first time in manuscripts and in published newspapers and documents. But then at the end of the 19th century, it gets associated by the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club as being this local festival to predict weather.
It is fascinating, and I always like to kid with you that all roads lead to Marshfield, but in this case, it didn't. But growing up in Pennsylvania, I used to hear quite a bit of this. Now, the part about the legend, which I never quite understood, was to me it seems counterintuitive, like Rob and I were talking about. They say if it does not see its shadow, spring will arrive early. So you think if it's cloudy that it would be more wintry, but no, it's the opposite of that.
And that's brought from Europe, where badgers are thought of as being very shy animals. So that is, the badger comes out of its essentially burrow, like a groundhog lives here, and it sees the sun and is startled by it, so it flees back to its burrow. In fact, these are hibernating animals that would have only been occasionally coming up out of the ground until much later in the year, but that, we'll put that aside. But I think what it is that idea of being afraid of the sun, and this idea, which I think escapes us, that we might be lulled by good weather early in February into what essentially is just the remainder of the winter, but seems like shocking when winter returns after this sunny, milder weather.
Well, as always, you are full of some great stories and information. Love having you on. Again, that Peter Drummy from the Massachusetts Historical Society, and we wish you a happy early spring, but I know know we'll be talking to you before then.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.